The Kickoff on Radio City Talk. Your one stop for Merseyside sport.
This is Radio City Talk.
Good morning. Let's do more reflection on the Merseyside derby win for Liverpool and speak with former Blues defender Alan Stubbs. Morning, Alan.
Good morning, Steve.
Thanks for joining me. Right, thoughts first of all. Excellent first half from Everton. Brilliant intensity shown by them. But what happened?
Well, I think it's very difficult to sustain that over 90 minutes. I thought the start of the game was what everybody expected Everton to do, to try and really, you know, take the game to Liverpool, press them, you know, high, hurry them into making mistakes, and to a certain extent that worked. But then on the flip side of that, you know, when they did have the ball, then the quality with that, then, you know, being honest, it lacked a little bit because they never had any sustained period where they could build up the play, because it just kept, the turnover was too quick.
They used that very direct approach looking for Romelu Lukaku. It seemed to work initially, and Lukaku seemed to be working harder. Maybe he's had fingers pointed at him recently, I don't know. It seemed to be working, but at the same time, he almost needs someone around him.
Well, I think that was the problem, was because when Everton were pressing, and they were having, you know, a relevant amount of success with that, but then the distances to Lukaku were getting too big, and when it did go up to him, they just didn't seem to be, or the proximity of players was not close enough to be able to build the play up the pitch.
So, do you enjoy it, Alan? I mean, I know you played them yourself, but watching that last night, is it easy to put yourself in their shoes and that sort of game that's unfolding?
You have to try and enjoy them. But, you know, that first half, that was, you know, that was how quick they can be and have been over the past. You know, the frenetic, you know, a lot of the times, how many times are we saying the morning after a derby game that it wasn't necessarily a lot of quality in the game? You know, and that obviously goes out the window because of the high intensity, the pressure, the tempo to the game, you know, what's at stake in the game. You know, sometimes, you know, you can take the ball away, and that's a typical derby.
I mean, losing at that time of the game, it's an absolute crusher, isn't it? I don't know how on earth the Everton players would have been feeling last night.
Well, I think Everton were the better team in the first half in terms of the way they pressed, and they had success in that and stopped Liverpool from playing. I think the second half, Liverpool, you know, they seemed to counteract Everton's pressing. Everton tied a little bit, I think it's fair to say. And then that created more space for Liverpool to play. And, you know, Liverpool, I've got to be honest, and it's not easy me saying this, but Liverpool have got better quality players than Everton at this moment in time.
Looking at some of the analysis this morning, and Ashley Williams has been singled out, if you like, for Mane's goal. From a defender's perspective and someone who understands the position, is that a bit unfair or not? Was he dawdling?
I think as a... It can be unfair, because I think you could look at a couple of points in the goal. You know, I don't think Rob Les was great. You know, I'm not too sure whether he could have necessarily saved the first one. But I think his reaction to get up and block the second one could have been better. I actually think he's seen it coming off the post, and he's thought he was going to jump on it, and was surprised by how quick Mane reacted. And I thought that was more disappointing. As a defender, you'd always follow everything in, because you never know. And unfortunately, Mane's reactions was quicker than the Everton defenders.
Well, when you get playing against that sort of pace as well, I mean, he is lightning, isn't he, Mane?
Yeah, you know, he's very quick. Technically, he's very good. I think he's given Liverpool a different dimension this year. But I think one of the biggest things that stands out is that his work rate and all. You know, because normally when you have a player that quick, he does, you know, his high intensity runs and his bursts, and they're not necessarily, you know, ones that work really hard for the team. But as you know, he is. I think I've been very impressed by him, I've got to say, this season. You know, he's. I think he's given Liverpool a different dimension.
Yeah, totally agree. Now, earlier this season, it was maybe pointed at the Everton players by the fans that they weren't showing enough passion, enough fight. I don't think really you could have accused them of that last night.
No, I certainly don't, and I can see where some of the fans, you know, have come from in previous games. But you know, I was at the Arsenal game, and that was more of a reflection of I think what you would look as an Everton team. I think last night we seen the desire in the first half, but we didn't necessarily see the quality. You know, and I think that's obviously the something that Everton have got to try and build towards. I think the January window is a really difficult one for Everton because, yes, the fans will be wanting new signings, but it's historically known as not a great window to go and do your shopping in. Mm. And I think it really is a building process for Ronald Koeman, and you know, I think he does need time. I think it's crazy some of the calls to say that, you know, it's not working. You've got to give him time, you know, see what he can do. I think there does need change in terms of, you know, the playing staff. But he's tried to do that, and unfortunately he didn't get some of his signings in the summer. And I think he's, you know, it's always a big job when your neighbours across the park are doing well, and that heightens the expectation even more. And Everton, because of the money that's come in and new investment, and which is great for the club, but we've got to be careful that we don't just go and spend it on any willy-nilly. You know, it's got to be spent on the right people to take the club forward.
So one of the biggest jobs there is Steve Walsh, presume, as the top man looking for these players. So yeah. What areas would you reinforce in the window?
I honestly think a keeper. You know, I think we need a really top-class keeper. When you've looked at what we've had over the years, you know, Nigel Martin, you know, Tim Howard, you know, they've been your bedrock of what you form, you know, your team on, and I think the keepers there now, I think they're decent, but I don't think they are in that class of what we've just been speaking about. I think we really need a creative midfield player. Because I think Gay's been very good for Everton this season. I think he's been the best player by far.
So a Schneidlin?
I think he's someone along the right lines for Everton. And I think we need another striker. Mm. You know, I think another striker with Romelu will really help him. I think, you know, you could look at a number of areas for Everton, you know, because it really is a work in process at the moment. And I could name three, and you could have another fan on and say we'd need six. And I think that's where Everton are at the moment.
And those keepers aren't easy to find. Most Premier League clubs are saying exactly the same, aren't they?
Yeah, they are.
Alan, thank you very much indeed for your time this morning. Great to catch up.
All right, thanks, Steve.
Take care. That's Alan Stubbs.
The kickoff on Radio City Talk. Your one stop for Merseyside sport.
This is Radio City Talk.